With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Helene is strengthening as it tracks toward Florida's Big Bend region.
You're going to have impacts of this storm inland in the state of Florida, really all across the Florida peninsula. And even though southeast Florida was not in our 61 counties, the coastal southeast part of Florida, they are probably going to end up with tropical storm force winds as well. So it's a big, big storm. Has the potential to have a lot of impact.
Landfall in the Big Bend region could come as soon as late Thursday. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency ahead of Helene. Flooding is his big concern. Also at SRNNews.com, a Maryland woman who pleaded guilty to conspiring with a neo-Nazi leader and plotting an attack on Baltimore's power grid has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Prosecutors say Sarah Beth Clendaniel was working with neo-Nazi leader Brandon Russell to plan a series of sniper attacks on electrical substations. In health news, it's time to get your vaccines. Dr. Dimitri Dekalikas with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the vaccines won't prevent COVID or flu infections, but they make the illnesses less severe.
I would rather have my grandmother or my great-grandmother have a sniffle than have to go to the emergency room on Thanksgiving, right? So I feel like even if they get the flu, even if they get COVID, even if they get RSV, these vaccines are really good at limiting the impact of those illnesses.
Anyone 6 months or older should get a vaccine. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow dropping 298 points. The NASDAQ composite down 9. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Iowa.
An administrative law judge has rejected a petition by some residents of Marion to revoke the tax-exempt status of properties owned by Calvary Chapel. The church was represented by Liberty Counsel, and spokesman Matt Staver says the church was challenged only after its pastor expressed condemnation for the LGBT agenda. Judge Jonathan Gallagher cited Iowa's Religious Freedom Restoration Act in delivering his ruling for the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds that the number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe versus Wade. The advocacy group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with new state abortion bans. Instead, most of the cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. This is SRN News. Kamala Harris' pledge to destroy the Senate filibuster has cost her the support of a key Democrat ally. Correspondent Bob Agnew.
Former Democrat, now independent West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, normally votes with his former party, but now says he will not be endorsing Kamala Harris in her bid for the White House. She's called for ending the filibuster so Democrats can use legislation to permanently enshrine legalized abortion into the law with no Republican support. Shame on her, Manchin told CNN. He says ending the filibuster would destroy the country and calls it, quote, the only thing that keeps us talking and working together. Bob Agner reporting.
Two people have been heard in an explosion at a courthouse in Southern California. One person detained following the blast, reported shortly after 8:45 a.m. local time, at the Santa Maria Courthouse in northern Santa Barbara County. The injuries are non-life-threatening. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.